Invasion mit immer zu. Und jetzt habe ich mich hier schon mit Dennis und Anders verquatscht. Jetzt konnte ich gar nicht zuhören, denn der Titel klingt ja sehr deutsch, immer zu. Ja. Und da müssen wir natürlich gleich nachfragen. Aber erstmal freue ich mich sehr, dass diese zwei sympathischen schwedischen Musiker hier sind, die heute Abend im Musik und Frieden ein Konzert spielen werden, als natürlich Band Invasion. Die anderen Mitglieder, die können gerade chillen, irgendwo draußen in Kreuzberg. Und die beiden hier, Anders und Dennis, müssen arbeiten. Zu unseren Gunsten natürlich. Herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Springen wir doch gerne noch mal kurz zu dem Lied gerade zurück, zu einem neuen Lied von euch, das drauf ist auf der Platte The Beautiful Stories, das im Juni erschienen ist. Immerzu, auf Deutsch, was war der Inhalt des Liedes?
Yeah, it started as a joke, because there's so much like industrial music from Germany. And I was joking and I said, oh, this song is kind of industrial, so I should just sing in German on the chorus. And I did.
Yeah.
And it turned out really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have like a friend from here as well who maybe told you about like the word that it was maybe a little bit old fashioned somehow.
Yeah.
With immersive,
yeah.
Like
so,
forever.
Yeah. And I really liked it and it tied in well with the lyrics. So I was like, oh, I'll just sing in German on this because we've been singing in Swedish and English. So why not try a little bit German?
Yeah. It's always thankful to sing also a little bit in German when you come to Germany.
Yes.
Everyone's asking.
Yeah.
You should do this every time.
We should. But we have to become better at speaking German before we can sing more in German.
Yeah. Also eigentlich haben sie ja gesagt, verstehen sie fast alles, was ich sage und antworten dann eigentlich nur auf Schwedisch, obwohl sie sicher auch auf Deutsch antworten können. Vielleicht ist man manchmal etwas schüchtern, wer weiß das so genau. Aber wir wollen natürlich noch mehr über diese Band oder überhaupt diese ganze Bandabfolge, diese Geschichte erfahren, die Dennis in den vielen Jahrzehnten jetzt schon hier auf die Beine gestellt hat. Also ich sag mal, in Bands spielen, Bands gründen, gleichzeitig Bands betreiben. Das scheint ihn und wahrscheinlich auch die anderen glücklich zu machen. Dennis hat das ja zum ersten Mal gemacht vor größerem Publikum in den 90ern, damals mit der legendären Hardcore-Band Refused. Die beiden hier, Anders, die hier sitzen, Anders und Dennis, haben damals noch nicht zusammen in Refused gespielt, aber Anders war auch schon unterwegs, als du Refused gemacht hast. What did you exactly do when Dennis was in Refused?
Very young.
You were not even born.
When they started, yeah, I was born in 83, so I don't know, but yeah. I saw some Refused shows when I was like 12, 13.
He was playing when we were playing with Refused in the 90s. He was playing in hardcore bands.
Yeah.
Really?
And then,
a young boy?
Yeah. And then we started playing together in
2003, I think.
Yeah, 2003. We've been playing together since then.
Yeah. And where did you see him in a concert before, or how?
Yeah, I saw them like 96 or something in Umeå playing different. Shows with Refused, I guess.
Yeah.
I like them, so.
Und die Band Refused, die war ja mal getrennt, auseinander, dann wieder zusammen, dann wieder getrennt, jetzt wieder zusammen.
Yep.
Wann kam die letzte Platte?
We're working on a new record now. So
again on a new record.
Yeah, so maybe, I would say maybe in a year, but maybe longer. Depends on how good the songs are. But we're working on a new record right now. So I try to... We did touring with Refused, and then we recorded and wrote the Invasion record, and now we're touring with Invasion, so then I write and record a Refused record.
Ja, das ist total praktisch. Wenn man mit der einen Band auf Tour ist und einfach nur die Songs genießen kann, die man sich erarbeitet hat, hat man in der freien Zeit natürlich die Möglichkeit, sich zurückzulehnen und für die zweite Band Songs zu schreiben. Andere würden sagen, bist du verrückt? Das mache ich nicht. Ich will meine Zeit genießen. I want to, you know, enjoy the songs that I have worked on with my colleagues, and now we can enjoy the tour. And you sit down and work in your free time.
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, when you're a musician and you actually try to live as a musician, you have to work all the time. Mm. And I mean, enjoying the songs that you write and record is for me playing live. Is to take the songs and then go out and play live. And I mean, we don't tour all the time, so when we're not touring, I mean, it's a good time to be creative. And Anders is working on a record with his other band as well right now, so we're always like trying to puzzle everything together.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of creative work, and then because touring is not creative, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So then, when you can go home, and you can be a bit creative.
So what is the special thing about this guy? About
this guy.
Dennis, yeah.
I don't know, he talks a lot.
He talks too much.
No, I wouldn't say that. But no, he's like, I guess the main thing is probably his energy, both as like a person and on stage. So he like endless energy.
Yeah, because I have met lots of musicians who try to do what you are doing, but after a while they're totally exhausted and they say, I can't do it anymore.
No.
Only one thing and then I have to relax. But you don't seem to get tired or whatever. Immer irgendwo die Finger in verschiedenen Töpfen drin und immer am Arbeiten und Machen. Bands, 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 Projekte, Projekte, Projekte. So, wo kriegst du die ganze Energie her?
I mean, I think it is a very restless energy within me. And I always, it's funny because I've been playing music for a very long time, but I always feel like I have something to prove. Mm-hmm. I always want to prove myself. I mean, mostly to myself. And I love music. It's like the other guys in the band can get really frustrated sometimes because I'm like, someone calls and like, oh, we have a show. And I'm like, yes, yes, let's play a show. And they're like, no, we can't play that show. Like, it's not enough money. I'm like, no, no, let's play because I just love to play. Mm-hmm. Like,
have we done a couple of stupid shows?
We've done a couple of stupid shows because I wanted to play. And I mean, but I think it's a lot of...
Give me back my time. Yeah.
a lot of times when you're not comfortable in the world... Mm. For me, being on stage is the most comfortable I am as a person.
Mm. Das macht dich glücklich.
Yeah, so it's very good. And I love playing. So if I could make the choice, I would tour even more than we do.
Even up until the age of 100.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, you know, I don't... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wo lebt ihr eigentlich in Schweden? Wo wohnt ihr?
I live in Umeå.
And I live both in Umeå and Stockholm.
Umeå, is this near Stockholm?
No.
No,
it's very far.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's 1 hour flight, so it's...
Oh, okay.
Quick with a plane, but...
Like 6-7 hours driving.
Were you born there or why do you live there? It's a great landscape.
Yeah, we're born around...
Yeah.
Like... Smaller neighborhoods close to Umeå.
Yeah.
And then your local heroes around there?
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
More in Stockholm. Yeah, but,
not in Stockholm either.
It's not like that.
Stockholm is very cool. We don't fit in Stockholm.
Everybody's been around and been to all the clubs, so everybody kind of knows everybody.
Yeah.
It's not a people. I think there's a lot of people that like the music, but it's not like...
Like, oh my God, look at
that. No, they see me all the time. Okay, or they see us all the time, so it's not impressive.
Okay, heißt das nur, oh, da ist wieder der Typ von Invasion. Ja, den kennen wir ja schon.
Yeah, exactly.
Genau. Dann lass uns einen weiteren Song hören von eurer neuen Platte, The Beautiful Stories, und zwar This Constant War. Vielleicht ein bisschen zum Inhalt auch der neuen Lieder, ganz kurz, damit wir wissen, worum geht es jetzt zum Beispiel in diesem Lied?
No, I don't understand.
No, what is this song about?
Oh, okay.
In short. And after maybe longer...
I mean, it is about like trying to, as a human, you have a potential to fuck up and be horrible and do dumb stuff. I think the song is about like anytime you do something stupid, you always have a chance to do something good. Mm-hmm. And the song is about like trying to be the best person that you can be and live with your mistakes.
Flux FM, Invasion bei Flux FM. Wir haben einen weiteren Song gehört ihrer neuen Platte. The Beautiful Stories heißt der. Und heute Abend werden sie das aufführen. Ich kriege die Artikel gleich nochmal in die richtige Reihenfolge. In Musik und Frieden. Wollen wir ein bisschen noch quatschen mit Dennis und Anders? Denn apropos Anders, haha, kleines Wortspiel. Anders, you made things different on this album, ne?
Yeah.
In comparison to the one before. Less guitars, more...
Drums and percussion.
What does the guitar player say, Anders?
I don't know. It's I never really cared about like what I do.
Yeah, just be in this band.
No, like that. But it's not like prestige. I don't have any need to play one more note than I have to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see.
So it's like, maybe sometimes I could feel like, it's kind of nice to play the poppy songs as well with like, do more stuff on guitars. Maybe if you're being honest. But it's like, it wouldn't stand in the way for doing a certain kind of record. Mm. Yeah. Like, no, but what I'm going to do.
And your drummer, he wrote...
that's why.
He wrote this time he wrote...
I mean, he's always been writing, but this time he wrote most of the music.
Yeah.
And then you can hear it's very drum-orientated music. Mm. And I mean, he starts with... it's a cool way to write because he does drum patterns and easy like bass lines and maybe some small guitars. And then I have vocals and then we add guitar and then it's like all of a sudden it's a song.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool process. And we wrote a lot of songs for this record. But then the song Imerzu, I think, was the key song. Because when we did that, we were like, oh, wow, this is like, because it's so percussive and it's so dancey. And we're like, okay, so then that became the direction. So, but we wrote a lot of poppy songs and a lot of weird songs. But then, you know, you take away a couple of songs, you add some songs, and then you have the record.
Ja, ich verstehe. Und die Entscheidung, vielleicht auch Sachen aus der Hand zu geben, anderen Kollegen zu sagen, schreib du mal die Lieder, mach du mal. Also, because when you were writing the songs before, you played, you used probably your guitar.
Yeah,
played
guitar, yeah.
And but when came the decision or for you the freedom to say, hey, I've got other great musicians in my band, you do the writing part now, I do the lyrics.
Well,
I think you always been like, shouldn't you write a song?
You always
wanted to involve people, like doing more stuff. So it hasn't been like, I write the songs.
No, I mean, the first record we did together, I wrote almost everything. But then it's been like a gradual process where everybody's gotten involved. And I think that's, I mean, I played with Anders and Andre for 15 years almost. Yeah. Mm. And Sarah, I've known Sarah since I was 7 and she was 5.
Wow, yeah.
So the people in the band are some of the people I trust the most in the world. So if they have ideas, I will listen. And I think that's a good thing when you are a band, because I think that we're really a band. Like everybody, it's a very consensus band. Like we always talk about everything and we all decide everything together. I mean, I do most of the interviews because I talk the most, but we're very much a band when it comes to the creative process, which is really nice. And I used to be a complete control freak, but with this band, I don't have to be because I trust that everybody's going to do the best things.
Ja, das ist ein gutes Gefühl.
Yeah.
Und Sarah war ja auch bei der International Noise Conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ne? Ja, wie viele Bands er schon hatte und hat, das ist sehr, sehr faszinierend. Und wir sind gespannt, wie es weitergeht. Jetzt also erstmal auf aktueller Tour mit Invasion. Im nächsten Jahr dann wieder was von Refused. Ne? Next year again, something new from Refused.
Yeah.
Genau.
That's the plan.
And then, yeah, every year, something new, so to say.
Yeah.
That's like a drug.
Yeah. Gut. Music is a drug.
Sehr gut. Und wir werden in diesen Rausch mit reingezogen und können uns heute Abend im Musik und Frieden Invasion angucken. Da werden sie auch einen Song spielen, der den Namen trägt Love, der natürlich nochmal von Meisterx persönlich erklärt wird. Worum geht es in diesem Song? Um Liebe, aber im Speziellen?
Well, it's a cover song.
It's a cover song.
Yeah, it's a Lana Del Rey song.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Why did you cover her?
It was like the beginning. We did a live radio show in Sweden where they like asked us to play. We had to choose like from some contemporary
hit
song.
Yeah.
So it was like maybe this one we could do in a good way, and we kind of like her as well. So.
Yeah, I think the lyrics are really cool because they're about like growing older and seeing young people and thinking like you should definitely do something with your life, like in a good way. And I really, because that was the thing, we heard the song, I'm like, oh, it's a cool song. And I read the lyrics, I'm like, oh, these lyrics are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think me and Sarah singing it's really cool, you know, like it has a certain twist to it. And we just liked it. And then when we did the radio session, we're like, we should just record this song because it's really cool. So it's a Lana Del Rey song.
Ach, wie schön. Und heute Abend werdet ihr den auch spielen in Musik und Frieden?
Of course. Yeah.
Sehr gut. Dennis und Anders, es war eine Freude, euch hier zu haben.
Mm.
Ja?
Danke schön.
Und genießt eure Deutschland-Tour, denn sie sind gerade auf Deutschland-Tour. Mm. So Germany means a lot to you, right?
Yeah.
Give us the right answer now.
Oh, we love to tour here.
Yeah?
It's fantastisch. Fantastisch.
Fantastisch.
Sehr geil.
Bitte.
Wenn ihr da heute Abend hin wollt, dann sowieso herzlich eingeladen. Und wenn ihr obendrauf noch auf die Gästeliste möchtet, dann solltet ihr jetzt die 030-2000-9000 wählen. 030-2000-9000. Die schwedische Band Invasion steht heute Abend für euch auf der Bühne im Musik und Frieden. Sie waren bei Flux FM zum Interview. Ich sage, wie sagt man in Schweden?
Tack.
Tack
so mycket.
But that's thank you, right?
Yeah.
Und tschüss, goodbye.
Tschüss. Hej då.
Hej då.
Hey do. And what do you say for hello?
Hey.
Hey, hey do.
Yeah.
Axel Mücke, everything. Ach, wie schön. Schön, dass ihr da wart. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Ja?
Danke.
See you next time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Klar.
Sure.
Ja, doch.
Ja, klar.